here's the missing second. It's a link to a video that is exactly 1 hour.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most missing in action podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Andy. What's up?
Nothing. Pretty hungover.
Are you?
Yeah. Went out last night.
Yeah. Josh had his thing.
Yeah. I had a lot. This is actually my second night in a row of drinking heavily, so my body, wow. my old man body is just like...
Yeah, you can't be doing that anymore.
No.
It's not like you're 25 like me.
I know, 27. I'm fucking just haggard right now.
Or 18 like Tam.
No.
No, he's not.
Yeah, I was going to say, wait a minute.
Pretty sure he's 23.
Is he? Yeah.
I think we're all 2 years apart from each other.
Are we? Oh, that's nifty.
Yeah.
That's nifty. I think.
I'm pretty sure.
That's cute.
Yeah, because he's Skylar's age, and Skylar was a couple years behind me.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. How's your week?
Normal.
Yeah, same here. I just worked. Nothing. Yeah. Fallout. So much Fallout.
Pretty much, just work too. No Fallout on my end yet.
That's okay. I highly recommend saving and waiting for the PC.
Yeah. I think I'm going to do that.
Yep. I think that's the way to go. With most Bethesda games, I'll usually buy them. Skyrim, I actually waited, but like Fallout and New Vegas and them, like I bought them when they first came out on whatever respective console I had. And then whenever there was a Steam sale, like a year or two down the road, I picked them up for PC. And usually by then I could run them.
Yeah, that's nice. I do have all the Fallout games for PC.
Yeah, they're so nice on the PC.
Mm-hmm. I still need to play. I haven't played Fallout 1, 2, or Tactics. And I've been meaning to. I have them, like. And they're installed.
Are Fallout's the one that give you the option to do the mega install? And the mega install's like 500 megabytes?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Because I don't remember that.
There, if you installed them, it gave you the option to do like the light install, regular install, and then the mega install. And the mega one's like 500 megabytes.
God, that may be it. I don't know. I don't remember.
2's good. 2 is really good. That's the one I played through all the way. I played a little bit of 1.
That's what I hear. People say they like 1, but they say 2 is where it's at.
That's the one I played. Yeah. I found the, in Fallout 4, I found the armor that's on the cover of 2.
Oh, really?
Yeah, nice. The X1.
Nice.
It's the shit. It's the bee's knees.
That's cool. So you guys may have noticed that Tam is missing.
He's sleeping.
Yeah, he slept in late. Oh, I got a text from him, too. It says he can't be here.
When he first texted, I thought he said, fuck you guys. My phone didn't wake me. I was like, oh, all right.
I just want to throw it out there that Tam is the one that wants us to do it this early at 10:30 in the morning, and he can't wake up for it.
Oh, well. And I've been drinking, Tam.
Yeah, Andy's here.
Super hungover.
But I made it.
You have to move like 4 feet. All right, time to roll out of bed. Let's do this cast.
Yeah. So that's why he's not here.
Oh, you salty?
Yeah, I am a little salty. I don't like doing this at 10:30 and then he doesn't even show up.
Fuck it, there's no podcast this week. This is all we get.
You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast.
We're going back to bed.
Yeah, together.
Hey, I mean, I don't have to drive home, so.
That's true. Andy, why don't you just crash here, nude?
With me.
Yeah, with me.
We can share the blanket and the pillow.
Oh, don't worry. I've got 3 pillows and 2 blankets.
Damn, you got a comfy bed,
though. I know.
You proud of your bed?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. It's always nice to be proud of a bed.
I need a new mattress, though. That mattress is not Not good.
Oh. Yeah. You get one of those memory foam mattress toppers.
Already do.
Nice.
And it's still not doing the trick. I need a new mattress.
Is it what do you have, a full size?
Yes.
Full size, nice.
Yeah, I do.
I don't know if we got a king or one of those. No. If we had a California king, it'd take up our fucking bedroom.
And I need like an actual bed frame too. My bed's just on a futon frame.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
At some point, my futon stopped going into couch mode, and it would just stay in bed mode. So I just got a mattress and put it on top.
You could probably hit up like the Furniture Mart's like Black Friday. I mean, don't go on Black Friday, but they'll have like the Black Friday weekend crap.
Mm-hmm.
You can go then and see if they have any good like bed frame deals.
I might, because that frame is it's on its last legs. I've had it forever, and it's just starting to get creaky.
Oh, yeah. No.
I need to, on Black fucking Friday, I have to go get oil and an oil filter.
Why do you have to?
Because that's the day I can do it.
Oh, God.
And so I'm going to go to Walmart, and I'm going to pull all the way around to the automotive section and try and sneak in that door.
I bet you could.
I'm sure I could, but I just...
Will they check you out there, though?
Yeah, okay. they'll check you out there. People check me out anywhere I go.
Who that man?
So yeah. I'm going to try and sneak in there. I just hope it's not busy there, too, you know. I'm trying to sneak in one door, and I just run into a line. I'm like, fuck me.
That's the line to the front registers.
And I'm not going to go till like, late in the afternoon, too.
You should be fine, then. All the crazy happens at, like...
Fucking midnight?
Yeah. Or 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
on Thanksgiving, which is some BS.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't. My mom and my sister are going to go shopping on Thanksgiving. I'm just like, no, fuck that, man.
Thanksgiving's a time to eat food and be completely useless.
Yeah, I'm just going to stay home.
Yeah, just eat and just be so crappy. It's at my parents' house this year.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really nice. I'm just going to get really, like... really drunk and eat a bunch of food and then take a nap at like 6 o'clock.
Yeah, it's so Thanksgiving's so weird that you like eat dinner at like 3.
Yeah.
I'm like, why?
It's just what it is.
Yeah, it's just what it is.
The answer.
Anywhere I've ever gone, and even like the past couple of years, we've just had it here.
Yeah.
Fucking, it's like food's done. I'm like, it's 2:30. What the hell?
I love, though, that Thanksgiving is basically an excuse to just eat so much that you're miserable. At least for me. I'm like, no one could call me on this shit. I'm going to eat till I'm going to... Let me just roll over here.
Yeah, roll me to my bedroom. Yeah, Thanksgiving's pretty fucking sweet.
Any good team? Who's playing on Thanksgiving?
The Lions and somebody. The Lions always play on Thanksgiving.
Really?
Yeah. I'm sure someone else. And then there's like a college game probably.
Why don't they pick a better team?
Yeah. I don't know. It's been going on since like the dawn of time.
It's like the London games. Let's just send not good teams over to London.
Oh, I think Carolina and Dallas are playing too.
Okay, that's pretty good then. That'll be good.
Yeah, except Dallas has 2 wins, but...
No, but Carolina.
Yeah, Carolina. They're undefeated.
Which is freaking crazy.
I know. You're right, though, about that London thing. They always send the shittiest teams over there.
Oh, you're going to get this one and the Chiefs. Yeah. I forgot who the other team was. Was that Eagles and Chiefs?
Jacksonville goes a lot.
Do they?
Yeah, I think they go every year.
That's random.
Yeah. You think
they'd send the Patriots?
It's so weird. Yeah, like, hey, we're trying to introduce a whole new culture to our game. Here's the worst teams.
I know, yeah. You should probably send, like, good teams that would make good games.
Yeah.
Like, Packers and Vikings, because of that rivalry. That'd be a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah. Although they'd bitch about it, though. Having a someone losing a divisional home game. But then again, it's also not an away game, you know?
It's not like
Green Bay has to play 2 games in Minnesota. They'd play 1 in Minnesota and then 1 on a neutral field in London.
Do those count towards their scores?
Mm.
Do they? Okay, yeah. I didn't know if it was like, where do they play? Do they have a
Wembley Stadium.
Oh, no way, really?
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. They had to put some money into that and then probably convert it a little bit.
Yeah, probably. And then and the games are always on at like 9:30 in the morning.
I know. There was one week I think I had a player from Jacksonville. I'm like, who the fuck's playing this early in the morning? Because I was getting updates about it.
Yeah.
Like, this is bullshit.
And they won an NFL team in London. At least Roger Goodell does. I'm like, I don't, like, time zones-wise, I don't know how it's going to work.
And also, they would have to travel.
Yeah, that.
So much.
That fucking team would have to travel, like, ridiculous schedules.
Yeah.
And I think they said something like, well, maybe we'll have them play, like, two away games in a row. So they'd come to the States and then play two in a row and then play two back home or whatever. I'm like, that's not a whole lot better still.
Yeah.
I mean, that's better than the alternative, but it's still just ridiculous travel.
And also, because you said the time zones, that would, like, the time zone effect on the people traveling.
Yeah.
That, it's like a nine-hour or eight-hour difference.
Mm-hmm.
Time zone that would mess you up, especially, well, if say you're coming, like, you're San Francisco going to London.
Going to
that's
London.
Like eight time zones you're going through.
Yeah, and that's there's already like a well-known stat that West Coast teams playing morning games on the East Coast perform worse.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that would just be like multiplied.
Yeah, so fucking then take any team and go to London
and just
they'd just be like, that's just fucking ridiculous.
Here's Buff. You got, no, that's cool.
Yeah.
We're in London. No, they shouldn't have a London football team.
Yeah, I don't think so. If they're going to put a team in another country, Toronto's right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although they are just like right across the border from Buffalo, but oh well.
Yeah. I mean, the travel would not affect them whatsoever.
And what about Mexico City?
The Mexico Pirates.
I mean, they're right there, and they're within time zones.
Yeah, but half the football players would like get beheaded and the cartel would come after.
And then I mean, Vancouver.
Maybe. Yeah, Vancouver even has the populace to support one.
Sao Paulo, Brazil. It's kind of far south, but it's still within the time zone.
Yeah. What about Panama?
Just fucking Panama.
The Panama.
The Panama Canals.
Let's get into gaming.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it.
Ravioli, ravioli, give me the game.
No, he doesn't get a... He doesn't get one.
You don't want to... Okay.
No, he doesn't get one. Game delays, DLC, and more.
Oh, I know what the ladies like.
This is Gaming News.
It is the 1 year anniversary of Amiibos.
Really?
Yep.
Damn. Do they have a sales statistics?
This article does not.
Nah, not a big. But I was just curious if they did. How many they've sold in 1 year?
This article does say, happy 1 year anniversary, Amiibo, you wretched little things.
It's those. That market is so crazy.
Like, yeah.
That the little NFC toys, like, it's crazy. Like, kids love it. Adults buy it up. It's crazy.
Yeah. I can see how it would get addicting trying to collect all those.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the real world Pokemon.
Yeah. Gotta catch them all and put them on your shelf.
Amiibos. I have this Amiibo shelf. You know, oh God, there's got to be shelves out there that people have made like straight for Amiibos. Like, it's got like little grooves in the wood that fit the Amiibos.
Mm. So Steam sales will have more stable discounts as they're coming up. So Valve is tweaking the way it handles major Steam sales, which, by the way, the next sale is November 25th through December 1st.
Starts.
The autumn sale.
Good stuff.
And the winter sales, the 22nd through the 4th.
Good stuff.
And they won't feature limited time daily deals and flash deals.
Yeah, I was pretty bummed about that, actually, because those are fun. I'd wake up from like a nap or like in the morning before I go to work. I'm like, what's the sale?
They said, we'll still be highlighting your top games on the front page for 24 to 48 hour spans, but those products will stay at their most competitive discount before and after being featured. So the discount's going to pretty much stay the same.
I guess that's cool, because there have been some that I missed out on that I was pretty bummed about, but I caught them pretty quickly because they'd always have the previous day sales at the bottom.
The thing, though, is wouldn't their most competitive discount be like the flash sale discount?
The flash sales always were
where
really
it's
good.
Like 50 to 60% off.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to see that. I don't think you're going to see games during the whole sale 50 to 60% off to stay at their most competitive discount.
Oh, well. Yeah. You'll probably be able to get Fallout for like 40, I bet. I can see that.
I hope. If I don't get it this sale, then maybe next sale.
The winter.
Because it's not even that. The next sale is not even that far away.
Yeah.
It's a month away.
Yeah. And it'll be like 20 days after the fall ends.
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn Steam sales.
Yeah.
I love them, but I hate them.
Yeah. A Fallout 4 weapon that was cut is resurrected by a modder.
It looks cool, but
it's a fucking harpoon gun.
Yeah. I don't know if they were going to have, like, water combat, maybe.
I don't know, but I love harpoon guns in games. They really and they're rare. Not a lot of,
yeah.
GTA 5.
I forgot that GTA 5 had one.
And Crackdown.
Crackdown. The first one?
Yeah. I had a harpoon gun.
It's been a while since I played that. Dude, I had, like, 2 agility trophies left in that game. Orbs. Could not fucking find them.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that. That sucks.
I probably actually talked about it on one of the podcasts.
Oh, probably. We've been doing this since we were kids.
I know. Tomb Raider 2 had a harpoon gun.
Ooh.
That was legit.
Nice.
That was like the first game I played that had a harpoon gun.
That's awesome. I want a harpoon gun. You know what? Let's go to eBay.
Do you have to have a license for one?
I don't know. Yeah. We'll find out.
I'm going to guess $300 to $500. A legit harpoon gun.
Okay, because there's kind of a difference here in like legit. You have those like, there's spring loaded ones that are more like a spear, you press a button and it kind of comes out. Those you're looking between $40 and $70.
Oh, that's not bad.
The only gun I can actually see, is $112.
Damn, those are a lot cheaper than I thought they would be. I thought a harpoon gun would maybe be expensive.
There's also a fuck ton of tridents on here. let's just search harpoon gun and see what we get.
Quality podcast right here.
Harpoon gun.
I still want a net gun. Oh my god, I still want a net gun.
Wow, what a surprise. All the links are pretty much for Fallout.
Are they?
Let's see. Shop for harpoon guns on Google.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea.
Here's one for $300.
All right.
Oh, what the fuck is a redneck plunger?
Does it involve a shotgun?
Yes. It's just a plunger, but it's on the end of a shotgun.
Just commentate.
Look at that right there.
God.
It's a shotgun, and there's a plunger on the end. And it looks like it has a speaker for to say things.
Or that speaker makes a shotgun sound when you're plunging.
Oh my god. And of course it's Cabela's.
It's
wow,
Cabela's.
What a surprise.
Oh my god.
What a surprise. More harpoon guns. A 3-prong harpoon fish frog salmon barb stainless spear gun gig.
Holy crap.
Bullshit. $7?
Dude, a bat spear gun? Click on that thing. Holy crap.
It's a Batman spear gun.
Holy shit.
Oh, it's a prop.
Ah, for $105, I would not pay for that.
No.
If it didn't work.
Oh, wow. Here's a harpoon gun for like $650.
Dude, that looks pretty legit, though.
That does look legit.
Yeah. It looks like a crossbow of harpoon guns.
Did you see the new Walking Dead?
No.
You didn't see last week's?
I don't watch Walking Dead. I haven't watched it since the beginning of the 4th. I stopped because Carl was serious. Like, I could not get past Carl being a little bitch when Rick was almost dying on the couch.
That was kind of annoying.
And he's like, I hate you, Dad. And he's like pushing him and shit. And I was like, you know what? I can't fucking do this anymore. I can't listen to you be a little bitch.
Mm. Well, a major character got kidnapped. Daryl's crossbow.
No, not the crossbow. You think they'll ever kill Daryl?
Maybe later.
When the show's ratings start dropping.
I don't know. You know what kind of sucks about The Walking Dead is I'm still into it, but this is like season 6. I'm like, how long can this show possibly keep going? You know?
I don't know. They've...
Because I've always said season 8 of a lot of shows is when it goes right downhill.
Yeah. Season 8, yeah.
Season 8 of that 70 show, horrible.
Oh, yeah. Is that the one that didn't have Eric in it, though?
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually when you lose one of the main characters is when it goes horrible. Yeah.
Season 8 of House, really bad.
Yeah, was that after they did the... Yeah, it was like season 6 when they were doing the new group or the new one.
The new group was like, that was a little earlier. Season 5, maybe?
I like that when they were picking the new group.
Well, yeah, fun. The new group wasn't bad. It was the new group that was bad in season 8.
A new group?
Yeah. It was two new girls, and then they brought Tao back and Chase.
Jennifer Morrison just peaced out.
Yeah, she did pretty much peace out. This article here is going to be short. It just says, it's talking about Dissidia, Final Fantasy.
Oh.
And it says, does anyone like Zidane? Because I don't hear about him much. Yes, I do.
Matt Runge likes Zidane.
I like Zidane. Bungie flip-flops. They nerfed pulse rifles in Destiny right after they buffed them.
Oh, really?
That's yep.
Funny. That's really funny.
Yeah, that's interesting. Like, let's buff it. Let's not buff it.
They're going to come back and be like, we normalized it. We patched it back to before the two patches.
Yeah. It's like putting a patch over a patch.
Over a patch.
Yeah.
To patch that patch. Patch. Patch Adams.
All right, let's go into technology news.
The hype machine is overloaded and our wallets are empty.
I'm giving her all she's got, Captain. She can't take anymore.
This is technology news.
NASA lets you simulate what a day is like on Charon.
That's Pluto's moon, right?
Yes.
All right.
It rotates once every 6.4 Earth days.
Rotates once? Damn. So their day, one of their days is basically one of our weeks.
Yeah, pretty much. They said because of the slow turning that the moon's far side is much fuzzier.
Like,
they don't have much information.
Oh, okay. All right. I was like, is it actually fuzzy? Like, mold grows there because it's dark.
Yeah, mold grows there. Do you know how big of fucking news that would be?
That'd be insane.
If they found mold on Charon.
There, things can live. Things can live. Your bread will suck, though, but things will live.
Ceres, another dwarf planet in our solar system. We got the first looks at their north and south pole.
Ooh, that's sexy.
Yeah.
Hasn't got a nice ass?
I think, yeah, it's got a nice ass. Yeah, looks very rocky.
Get that rocky ass.
I believe Ceres is the one that's pretty much in the asteroid belt.
Oh, nice.
And then Aries is the one that's further than Pluto.
You know, that's something we don't hear a lot about. I forget till someone says the word asteroid belt, honestly.
That there's an asteroid
belt.
Yeah. Well, and the asteroid belt's not as cool as I thought it was in, like, elementary school. There's, like, millions of miles between asteroids and the asteroid
belt. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ah, damn. It's not like Star Wars.
It's the largest concentration of asteroids, but there's still, like, the chance of hitting an asteroid is, like, super small.
Oh, all right. Well, I guess that's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Had to get New Horizon through it.
This says here, our future space elevator may be built of diamond.
What?
Graphene may be the hottest substance in material science right now, but over the past year, the scientific community has worked itself into a tizzy over another carbon-based wonder material, diamond nanothreads.
Damn, that sounds fancy.
One-dimensional carbon crystals that are strong as, well, a diamond.
Wow, that sounds fancy. What the hell would we do with the space elevator?
I don't know.
Like, ever since, God, the internet, newspaper I've read or heard about a space elevator, what the fuck would we do with the space elevator?
Listen to elevator music in space.
Like, the only practical thing I could see is bringing it up to the space station. But
yeah.
You would have to dock the space station every time you wanted to do it, because the space station would then have to rotate with the elevator
mm-hmm.
with Earth.
Got
8 hours of this.
Elevator music.
Eight hours.
As you're riding up.
Yeah.
Here's the sun.
That's cool. Cool. Anyone else? Like, someone farts, it's the longest elevator ride
yeah.
ever. There's no farting on this elevator, but I gotta. Any service? Oh, there's no fucking service.
Oh, I've got enough 4G in here, of course. Fucking elevators.
You should just put Wi-Fi in.
Oh, someone hit all the buttons. Damn it. Oh, this elevator's gonna go up and down for days.
That would be so funny if there's just two buttons. Just
yeah.
up, down.
Space, Earth.
You can't. Dude, if that thing breaks in the middle, how are you gonna fix that?
Yeah, you fucking don't.
Yeah, you die.
This fucking video, it's elevator music 1 hour, and it's 59 minutes and 59 seconds. And it has an annotation saying, "Here's the missing second." It's a link to a video that is exactly 1 hour.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fucking people.
That's so funny. Da, 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 da. Scientists unveil the world's first cyborg plant.
Oh, that sounds cool.
These are more like smart plants that can sense and display environmental changes, or crops whose growth can be regulated at the flick of a switch.
Ooh, I don't... Okay. Can you eat it?
I would believe you could, because they want them to grow, right? So
yeah.
You can eat them.
That's what I... Can I make a salad out of it?
They turn living roses into electronic circuits.
I can't even wrap my brain around that.
You can't eat a rose, though. I mean, I guess you could, but
yeah.
You wouldn't want to.
I've seen rose petal chips.
Fuck off.
Yeah, a Whole Foods, of course.
Not you, just the world.
Yeah.
Fuck off with those.
I've seen flower chips at Whole Foods. I couldn't even fathom that taste. I was like, no.
Yeah.
No.
There's a new restaurant coming called Fresh Time, and Time is spelled T-Y-M-E.
Ah!
T-H-Y-M-E. 132nd Center.
All right.
Yeah, where No Frills used to be.
Oh, okay.
No Frills moved out.
Yeah. Or closed.
Well, yeah.
Apparently they were offering like 80% sales on alcohol.
I went in there, but I went in there on its last day.
Ooh.
There was nothing.
It looked like a Walking Dead scene.
Yeah, pretty much all you could buy was like cod liver oil.
Ooh, hey.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be good for you.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
All right, Andy. Let's go ahead and move into news. And I think I'll finally play that fucking drop of mine that I've barely been playing.
All around the world, news crumbles for me. This is News on 3-Hit Combo.
Yes, the one where I sing.
It was a good idea at the time.
Yeah, it was a funny idea. Apparently people still find it funny. I
like it.
I cringe at it.
Well, just plug your ear holes.
Okay. A toy transforms your phone into a vibrator, making sexting too real. It's called the Izzy Vibe, I-Z-I Vibe. It's the world's first sex toy, which uses the vibrations of your phone. It looks like a case that you put on your phone, and then on the end of the case is just a phallic.
You know what it looks like? A hairbrush handle.
It does look like a hairbrush handle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Maybe just use a hairbrush and you'll be okay.
Maybe just buy a goddamn dildo. They cannot be that expensive.
Spencer's sells them, people. You can go to Spencer's and get a sex toy.
Amazon.com.
Probably even offer Prime. You can probably get Prime shipping on a dildo.
Dildo. Okay, well, I'm not looking for a medical-grade vaginal dilator set.
Hey,
what the
that,
hell
though?
Is that? That's $60.
I can't be that bad.
Here, sex toys for women.
They get, like $40. I bet you get a good one for like 40. That's my guess.
There we go. Oh, here we go. $15.
Oh, damn.
For healthy vibes, powerful vibrating slim suction cup dildo.
Are you on it still on Amazon?
Yeah.
Do the user rating. Best user rating.
Best user rating. Yeah, okay.
That's how I shop.
The top customer review here is 6.8-inch sheer snake Pyrex glass crystal penis dildo dong sex toy for women, gay couples, and female masturbation.
Yeah, that looks like a garden snake.
5 out of 5 stars, 49 ratings.
Oh, God. Dude, the person that has to go through Amazon ratings, that has to be so fun.
And it's $14.
Yeah, like, see, just get one.
There's one here that's $104. What's the point?
It turns you into mush. That's how good it is. We call it the mush-a-later.
Hmm. Boy, there's a whole world of toys out there. Wow. Look at all these.
Mm.
Mm, strap-on. $13.
All right.
Holy shit. A 10-inch dildo. Suction cup. $38.
Yeah, see, they're cheap as hell. Just go get that. Don't buy a phone case. That's dumb.
Why would you get a 10-inch dildo? Are you trying to destroy your cervix?
Well, some people are...
There's things inside me I need to punish.
I need to feel it in my chest cavity.
Yeah. So, you can get that toy for your phone.
How much is the cut? You closed it. No. It's fine. Not a biggie. I bet it's... I want to say like $20. $19.99. That seems like a good price.
Let's find out here.
Let's find out. Sex toy phone case.
Find out more. Features. Oh, they have 7 vibration modes. Launching soon, so.
Oh, okay. So do you get an app then, too, I imagine?
I would imagine.
Yeah, it's got 7 modes.
Instead of, hey, I need you to text me constantly for the next 30 minutes.
Just letters. I don't even care. Just
yeah.
Just letters. Just do it.
So a mall in New Jersey reverses their decision to make people pay to sit on Santa's lap. They were going to charge people.
Is that prostitution?
Nah,
I'm kidding.
Yeah, that's funny. That's funny.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Yeah, that's dumb.
That's dumb.
Oh, they're going to make parents pay $35 to $50.
Holy crap. That's dumb. No. That's horrible, though. That's actually pretty fucked up, because... Like, the parents bring the kids to see Santa, and then when they get there, they probably don't know that they're charging unless they're not going to tell it right on the front.
Yeah.
And then, like, I'd feel horrible that I'd get up to the line and be like, all right, that's $50. I wouldn't be like, no, we're not seeing Santa.
Yeah. Yeah. That's tough. What do you do? Because that's a waste of $50.
Yeah.
Because everywhere else, you just sit on Santa's goddamn lap.
Yeah. That's fucked up.
Shit.
I wonder if the Santa was part of it. You know, kids peeing all over me all the time.
Kids can sit on my lap for free. I'll be like, hey, little Jimmy, what do you want for Christmas?
A ball. I want a ball.
Oh, well, you're real close to 2 balls right now.
Mom, is this Jared?
Yeah. A man was killed by a Rottweiler he adopted just hours earlier.
I saw that. I saw the headline. But
he adopted a 5-year-old male Rottweiler shortly before 10 a.m. She said, oh, he loved dogs. Sometimes I thought he related to dogs better than people. But by 3:30 p.m., Riggs was dead in his home, and officers were investigating the incident.
Did the dog kill him?
The husband was all chewed up.
What? Did you? I'm sorry.
Article title... Man killed by Rottweiler.
Maybe he had an allergic reaction.
Did the dog kill him?
Maybe he had an allergic reaction. That's fucked up.
Yeah, they said there was blood everywhere. He was mortally wounded on the floor from the dog attack.
Goddamn dogs. The worst my cat does is lick me in the face.
The dog also bit his wife and her coworker before running out of the house, where he was shot on sight by sheriff's deputies.
Ah, dog had it coming.
Oh, yeah. He fucking killed a guy.
Black dog lives matter.
And bit 2 other people.
Yeah, that dog was just... Ah, that sucks.
No.
Camille had a Rottweiler for a little bit.
Really?
When I first met her. Yeah, he was good. He's a good dog.
Yeah. A man arrested for wielding a samurai sword at the Apple store.
That's so good.
A man in New York City was arrested Friday after police say he terrified shoppers by swinging a samurai sword around in an Apple store.
God damn it. Fucking, well, one, New York. Fucking just fudging New York.
He also counted out loud as if he had a bomb. Yeah, that's weird. A samurai sword? What are you doing, bruh?
This is a white guy?
Nope, Asian dude. His name is,
Oh, it is a samurai.
I just saw his name. Oh. Who? Su Shen? Is what I'm gonna guess.
So we're gonna call him Sushi Samurai.
Su Shen. Sushi Samurai.
I am the Sushi Samurai.
My name is Su Shen. Your name's Sushi. I'm not even Japanese. That reminds me. Oh, shit. Whoa. Mic stand. Just wham. Uppercut the mic stand. This is so funny. Wham. Do you remember when we were over here playing Risk? And it was you, me, Tom, Uli, and a couple other people. I think Mara was there as well.
Was Callie?
Don't think so. Right. Anyway, so Uli, if I remember, is Vietnamese.
Hmong. Yeah.
The fuck is that?
From Mongolia.
From Mongolia?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is he really?
Yeah.
Huh? That's interesting. I've never known anyone from Mongolia.
Well, now you do.
Yeah, and he was there the whole time. So, fucking Tom.
I love stories that start with fucking Tom.
Fucking Tom gets a card. And we're like, I don't know, for some reason Uli asked him what it was. So I don't know if they're on a team, maybe. And he's like, you know what it is. And he started pointing at him. And Uli's like, no, I don't know what it is. And so he turned the card to Uli, and it was China. And Uli was like, I'm not Chinese.
Oh, God, that's so good.
That was my favorite thing. He just starts pointing at Uli like, you know. You know. He's from goddamn Mongolia.
Oh, God. Those are my favorite stories. Fucking Tom stories.
It's so funny. I got another one. Fucking Tom. He got mad at me at your house one time because I took his fireworks away. Because he kept doing this fucking thing. Sam and I were sitting in chairs.
Was this that Halloween time?
No, this is that 4th of July.
Okay, all right.
I took his fireworks away from him. Because what he kept doing was he was throwing bottle rockets, but instead of like, you know how you kind of bring your arm across your chest almost and then flick it out with your wrist?
Like a frisbee.
Yeah, like a frisbee. Yeah. Well, he was doing this thing where he would bring it all the way back behind him and then lob it up in the air.
He'd underhand pitch it.
Yeah, basically underhand pitch it. But the thing is, there were a bunch of people sitting behind him. So he was constantly pulling the bottle rocket back and pointing it at people. And I asked him like three times, like, Tom, move somewhere else where you're not pointing bottle rockets at us. And he would say, okay, and then like move for like one bottle rocket. And then he'd move back.
God damn
because
it.
The bag was there or whatever. So eventually I just took the fucking bag. And he got mad at me like, what are you trying to do, take my bottle rockets away? I'm like, yes, I'm trying to take your bottle rockets away.
Dude, that was nice when we had that field across from my house.
Yeah.
This house is there now.
Oh, that sucks.
It's all houses. There's no more field left.
Oh.
Yeah.
That blows.
Yeah, that was fun, though.
Yeah, that was fun. All right, well, Andy, that's all I got for this podcast. All
right, yeah.
It was kind of a short one.
Oh, well.
So even though we started a half hour late.
So was it.
We,
Oh, damn. Oh, well. So what happens? You get 2/3 of a podcast.
Yeah, basically. This is what happens when Tam's not here. Blame Tam. In fact, post on our Facebook page and say, Tam, you dirty asshole.
I bet it's clean, but right now he's a dirty.
All right, so you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3combopodcast, twitter.com/3hitcombopc. Search for us on YouTube, 3hitcombopodcast, and give us an email, 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. So for Andy, this is Matt, signing out.